Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Next Larry Bird, scrappy, Larry Bird 2.0. I mean, this is what Matt Cross is going to get.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What was the guy, Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry,
the guy who he said was better than Jim Tram. You know, see, that's another stupid thing.
And James Strebel.
My new best friend, James Strebel.
That was the best. God, that was so much fun.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You have 15 coaches on a coaching staff. And 14 of them didn't get in Satterfield ear and said, Bob, I
Scott.
Know you want to go for it.
His here. Name is Scott.
Scott. Bob, Scott, Bill.
It's Fred, Bob. Don't worry about it.
Un-effing real.
Clock hour, as always, here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057, presented by the good people at Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, delivering right now. Find out more at CoxsLouisville.com. We're watching Jeff Walls and company. They trail by 1 to number 22, Arizona. We have that on the tube at the home studio today. Cerebral's got a little bush light, a little BL.
Feeling
He's feeling good.
Good.
He's going on a super secret date tonight. I don't know. I that's all I know, frankly. Yeah. Has it come through?
I think it's coming through.
You think it's coming through?
It's coming through.
So we don't get a hint or anything on this? You want to wait to Monday? You can wait to Monday.
I wait to Monday.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Especially if something happens.
Okay.
It'll be very interesting, the reaction.
He's hoping we forget about this.
No, you all will
I'm not forgetting.
Forget. I will bring it up. I will make sure that we talk about it on Monday. I don't want anyone to forget. I think it'll be funny.
Okay.
I really do.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for the show.
But we're going to know if you take a bunch of pictures, right, and post them?
Is that
okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, then we'll know.
I might hold off on posting now. My wife might post pictures on Facebook.
We're going to see. So
eventually,
yeah.
Even if I don't post them, someone will find it, and then they'll send them to you guys.
Texas says, this guy doesn't eat, and Jack will eat an entire pizza on air. What did we tease before we went to break?
Matt Jones
at wrestling.
Go ahead, Jack. What do you want to do here, Jack? You tell the story. We never got to it. We'll get to what we think. I actually have a question for you as it pertains to Satterfield I want to get to, and I want your thoughts on Kentucky.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
You think is going to happen on Kentucky. But go ahead, Jack. It was your first time seeing Matt Jones live. We talk about this 3 days old here on The Take.
At 4 days old.
At 5:01, a perfect time to do that.
Yeah.
There's HVL, by the way.
Oh, all that money.
There you go.
Yeah.
All that cash money.
Look at her. She's on free throws.
Save the show, Jack. Jack, I'm going to you to save the show right now.
So we were all going to get, you know, drinks to the bathroom. The Strebels were heading out.
We're leaving.
Out. Yes.
Yeah.
And who do we see as we're walking onto the concourse?
One
Matty Bangs.
Yeah.
And he and Strebel shake hands.
Very awkward.
Yeah, Strebel introduces Matt to Kellen.
Well, Strebel goes, hey, there's Matt Jones.
Yes,
he had a tucked-in shirt at wrestling.
He did. He had a tucked-in shirt.
No, you did.
No, I wasn't tucked in.
Weren't you wearing like a tucked-in
no,
shirt?
No, I was wearing a pullover.
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. No. I wasn't.
Jack has no idea what that is.
Is that what that is, Jack?
Please tell me. Jack, this is the moment of truth. Have you seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yes, I have.
Oh, thank
goodness.
And Dumb and Dumber 2.
Okay, well.
That one wasn't as good.
But Strebel was happy as a pig in mud. It was right in front of me.
He was so happy.
It's like if... if caller, it's like if you were out with your wife and caller Emily flaunted by. I mean, it was that. It was just that. Hey, it's Matt Jones.
And then Kellen was like, whoa. And so Kellen was excited as well.
He
was
shameful, man.
He went over the whole thing. Yeah, he went over to Kellen, and Kellen was like, wow, and shook his hand.
You're gutless puke. I'm surrounded by Jack. Jack hasn't seen Entourage. He doesn't know who R. Kelly is.
Yeah.
Streeple's sucking up in public, and you train your kid to do that.
I didn't
now.
Train him to do
to
it.
Suck
I
mean, up to know. Another man like that. Oh, my goodness. The best... I got Brandon Lang calling him Bob Satterfield. Yeah. Nick Valvano was going to cut a Shaden Sharp clip for us 3 hours ago.
We got the Marty sound.
Everything around us is failing. We're like the football team.
Yeah.
The best thing, though, was after they finished the conversation, we're walking to the bathroom, and Kellen turns to Shreeple, and he goes, was that the first time you met Matt Jones, Daddy? I thought you and him were friends.
You lied to your son.
I didn't lie to him.
Yeah, you did.
I never said we were friends.
You lied to your son.
That's not true.
And said that he's daddy's friend.
No, he thinks since I'm on the radio and he's on the radio.
I don't know.
That we know each other.
I understand.
I promise. I don't know. I never told him we were friends.
Okay.
I swear.
But that's one of those things where, like, hey, Dad, you know him? He's on the radio. Oh, yeah, your dad's friends with him or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, like
yeah, but you said that he, the word friend in his mind was put there by you.
No,
that
it
is
wasn't.
My
I
belief.
I never said we were friends. Well,
I can't prove it, so.
That. Yeah, I am telling the truth on this.
Texas says Terry Miners. Yeah.
It was very reminiscent of that. That's a great text. Yeah, it was.
Texas says Nick Valvano will eat an entire pizza on air, but can put down 5 hot dogs when the pressure's on. Oh, Nick Valvano is never again representing ESPN Louisville at a hot dog eating contest.
That's 2 in a row.
I mean, he had like 5 hot dogs last year, and I can do better than that. 100%.
And did Jack
what a minute?
Too?
Yeah, I failed. It was bad.
No, Jack was even worse.
And that's sad, because I thought Jack was going to be a star in that.
Daddy. Can you imagine going into the bathroom? Is that the first time you ever met Matt Jones?
That's what he said to me.
While you're urinating next to your son, this is the conversation that you're having at
Jack
the Yum Center.
Jack was so happy.
He should have been. Jack was in tears.
Was so happy.
He was in tears.
It killed me.
I was embarrassed.
Killed me.
I was embarrassed. Jack, I was ashamed. I was ashamed of everything. And I wanted to leave because the only way that was fun was alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I was very...
No, it's the only chance. I can't believe you were there sober. That had to be the worst night of your life.
It was really, really boring. Did. It was, but it was one of those things where I think both kids were kind of ready to leave, and I was just like, we're going, boys. I couldn't take any more. It was boring, so we left.
Man, Ants is bringing up a great point here. Ants goes, is the double date tonight with Rummage?
No, it's not.
That's a good one
it's
by
a good
Ants.
One.
That's
a good
really
one.
Good
it
one by no, Ants.
If it wasn't during a Louisville game, I think it would be.
Rummage isn't doing the post game, and Strebel's skipping out. I mean, Strebel's, not watching it live either.
No, I'm going to be watching it later tonight when we get home.
There you go.
But, yeah.
You have to so you can do the quickies in the morning.
In the morning, that's right.
Or, excuse me, the headlines.
Yeah, Rummage and I, when we were...
Hey, it's a sea of blue, Jack. We don't want to call them the Saturday morning quickies anymore. We have a really creative name, okay? We put together all of our editors. The Saturday morning headlines.
It will always be the quickies. It'll always be the quickies.
I'm going to put them as the quickies just for
fight
the hell
back.
Of it.
Fight back. Why don't you fight back?
I'm doing quickies tomorrow.
There you go.
You're not going to call them the quickies.
I'm going to bring back the quickies.
You're going to say
that.
That
was a lie.
Yeah, thank you.
Rummage and I were, when I was leaving the studio on Wednesday, Rummage and I were leaving at the same time, and we were both like, we do need to do a double date because my wife's a nurse, his wife's a nurse. So there's commonality between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go all
That's
the way to
North.
You have to go to Nordy C.
I know.
You're
he
not
going to
be able
out.
To. You better not have your that your minivan.
Yeah. We had to rent a car.
Making noise. Had to rent a car.
Yeah. You had to rent.
Do the thing the Stoops did when he went to go see those recruits in Florida. Didn't he get like a Bugatti or something?
Bugatti or a Porsche.
He got something. Jack, do you remember that? Yeah. Stoops was looking badass like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He had just lost a bunch of weight. He was looking good. He has khakis on. He went down there with some assistant coaches.
The 1 year he flew a helicopter in to watch, I think, Drew Barker play.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah, not well, but he was in a helicopter.
There's some wasted money. More money. More money, Mitch. More money, Mitch Barnhart, for the football program so they can go 7-5.
Yeah, well, and they have a guy that never,
Kentucky football's never not going to. They're 7-5 next
they're
year.
Not. They're
going to
be.
I've already laid the scenario. They're going to be rebuilding. They're going to be rebuilding in the trenches.
No.
Wondell's going to be gone. It's just.
Well,
it
maybe
is
next
playing
year.
A bunch of.
Nine
that's
and three
what
this
I'm talking
year.
About.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you meant this year. They're going to be 7-5. Like, they've really got to bleep the bed for that to happen.
Texas says, my mom introduced me to Terry Miners in a Kroger when I was a kid.
That's awesome. Did you get an autograph?
Texas says, I bet Round Daddy took the gift card from Dan Issel that was meant for Jack's date.
I did not.
Yeah, I noticed how that disappeared.
Yeah. Where?
I mean.
Where did that go?
I mean, Issel gave that one. He gave that 3 seconds of thought.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, you want a date? I'll set it up. Let's get a $100 gift card. The gift card arrives. Hey, Jack, bleep off.
He's moved on.
Yeah, we got the gift card. I'm pretty. Did Issel used Jack's innocence and availability to get a $100 gift card.
He needs to do it with Process now. That's what he needs to do. He needs to set up with Process.
Well, Process, he hasn't talked about this on the air. Not that that matters
to me.
No,
he hasn't.
But he's got some sort of lady friend.
Wow, does he?
Wow, yeah.
Whoa.
That's all I know.
Wow, everyone
That's all that I know. I don't know anything else, and I doubt we'll learn much.
No, but all the single guys around the office all of a sudden are getting
a couple of them,
connected. Yeah. There you go. Things are looking
not up. All of us.
Your time's coming, Jack.
I don't know
why
if
would
you really
say
believe
that. To
that.
No, that's a mean. It's just a thing that a parent says. It's a mean thing that a parent says to make you feel better. But it's you're not using your brain with that one. I hate to say it. I
what
hate
am I
to
supposed
say it.
To say?
Nothing.
Just you're supposed let it to
let
sit.
No. Just let Jack sit there in sadness. Do we want to play? Do we want to play before we do this on the mixtape? The Bob Satterfield sound again?
Yeah, Barney. We get the Barney.
Yeah, we
have
the Barney now.
Or do you want to play that?
I
want to
hear
Barney. That's something we haven't heard before.
Yeah.
Brandon Lang bet on Louisville to beat Clemson without knowing their name. The name of the head coach. He bet on Louisville +4, and he lost, and he's not happy. And he called Scott Satterfield Bob Satterfield countless times, and then he called him Barney. I guess another old man tear, an ancient tear that would have been funny when Indiana was good at basketball.
Yeah,
the
Barney.
Last time
that's my new nickname for him, Barney Satterfield, because you can cross reference to Barney Rubble. And you can cross-reference to Barney Fife from the Andy Griffith Show. Don Knotts. So Barney Satterfield. Nice job, Barney.
That's even worse. I thought it was Barney the Dinosaur.
Literally, Indiana basketball ruled the world when that was funny.
When Andy Griffith
When you go to Andy Griffith.
And the Flintstones.
In the Flintstones.
God.
That is Indiana basketball. Get the must and dust off of that.
Yeah, blow it off.
That dust off that joke.
Oh, my gosh. See, I thought it was Barney the Dinosaur because Barney's kind of like, hey, everybody, you should be friends with people, blah, blah, blah. So I thought that's where he was going. They went Barney Fife and Barney Rubble. Wow.
Texter brings up a great point. He says, play the clip of Strebel getting a DM from Matt Jones. 100% Big Rig told Kellen about that.
I didn't.
Jack, you got to look that up.
It is
it's
funny
emasculating sound.
Yeah.
It's a Friday, so there we go. Texter says, can we get the Dino Babers Beijing sound?
Oh, yeah.
Jack, let's look for the Dino. Jack's going to be,
he's not
he's
happy.
Dealing with the computer. He's got a segment coming up in 20 minutes where it's all sound, and he just wants to tell you what he thinks happens
tonight
between the Cards and Furman.
And the Paladins.
The powerhouse. They can backdoor cut Louisville to death.
22-3.
By the way, a texter says, why are you guys crushing Matt Cross? Like, dude, we're...
I didn't say a word today.
I mean, but I praise Matt Cross. I said he needs to play 28 minutes a game and he needs to be in the starting lineup. I don't know what else you want from me. I gave him a starting lineup position and I added like 7 more minutes onto his tally.
And nobody's
what else can I?
Him.
And I've only seen him play like 15 minutes of basketball in my life. What do you want from me?
This is the first time we've mentioned his name all show. I mean, I'll listen to your opening monologue.
By the way, I have the answer here.
Oh, okay.
It was so difficult to find. If UK fires Calipari without cause, while he remains a coach, the university owes him 75% of his remaining salary. So it all depends
on
when.
Get back to me. Same time. It's 48 million.
It's not.
That's what Matty Bangs just said it right now.
It's not.
48 million from Matty Bangs got back to me. Ha! Ha ha! Yeah!
Wow. You just embarrassed yourself.
I know I did. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, man. I remember that day. You looked at me, you go, bang! Matty Bangs! You yelled at me.
Did I wag my finger like that?
You did. You wagged your finger like an old man. You did. I guess old women. Did old women wag the finger more than the old men?
Yeah.
You don't wag fingers anymore, do we?
No, I don't think so.
I can't think of anyone like in the last decades of my life has wagged a finger at me.
Yeah, it definitely is a must.
We don't wag fingers anymore.
No, it's like a Grammy thing. Grandma.
It is. It's a grandmother thing. That's how I think.
Yeah.
Jack, did you ever find, we might as just play the hits, the Dino Baber sound?
The coop, the Beijing.
No, I haven't found that yet.
It's great.
He doesn't want to do it.
Listen. We're going to reset the deal. We played that sound because that's all we have with Dino Babers.
Yeah.
And then you can break down the games.
That's a great combo.
You asked for it literally 30 seconds ago, Andy. I was finding the damn Streeble sound with Matt Jones. Jeez. I mean, I know it's what you want me to do there, is just get angry about it. I mean, come on. There, I'm searching in Dropbox. Dino.
Well, no, now you don't get to break down the games,
Jack. I don't
care. Now you don't get to break down the games. You're done breaking down the games.
There's Dino Babers of Mark Gannis 2018. There's Midday Rush Rejoin Andy Dino Babers. There's two Andy on Dino Babers hair. There's two Andy on Dino Babers hair. There's like eight different clips of you on Dino Babers hair. That's actually kind of funny.
That's why we wanted to play it. It wasn't 30 seconds. It was like 2 minutes.
And I was looking for the damn Streeble Matt Jones sound.
Let's dive into this. Jack, well, no, he does the Beijing, if I'm not mistaken.
Stop this.
No, we're not going to play the sound now.
All right.
We're not going to play the sound now. Let me ask you something, Jack.
Yeah.
Do you think it's good form the day after you host a brand new show on ESPN Louisville that went through me to yell at me on the radio?
I'm not yelling. I was looking for the Streeble sound, and then I was going to look for the Dino Babers sound after I found the Streeble sound. I wasn't yelling. I'm sorry if you're mad that I got mad, but I wasn't yelling.
That sounds like Rick. You sound like Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry if you were offended. Hey, victim of verbal abuse. I'm sorry that you were offended. And you yelled.
I did
and
not
it wasn't
yell.
The, and it wasn't the
You want me to yell? That, I can yell. It's going to sound a lot louder than what I was saying.
That wasn't the answer to the question. College Basketball Tonight with Jack Grossman appeared last night.
Yeah.
And then not even 24 hours later, the man who okayed the show, you bit his neck like a vampire on live AM radio that may or may not be on the air at any moment.
Like Dracula.
I wasn't yelling. Look, I'm sorry that I snapped. I am.
Oh, man.
But I can yell.
Jack's insubordinate.
He's insubordinate. Who says insubordinate? You're insubordinate. That's like a military term or something. Goodness. Like insubordinate. You're in the brig for insubordinates.
Texas says, did you guys see the Hassan Hall tweet?
No.
No.
No one's combing the internet for Hassan Hall tweets. What are you talking about?
He's not a card anymore.
He's out of here.
He's not a card forever.
Now I'm interested in what he said. Call him Bob.
Texter says, I'm sorry that you got mad. What's a haymaker?
And now Jack's gone. Now,
no, I'm right here.
Okay, okay. I mean, all right, don't yell at me.
Just, I'm not yelling. Now this isn't yelling. This now is yelling. This is really loud. Now this is not what I was doing.
I didn't do anything, Jack. I don't know why you're
We have levels of yelling. It's not just one level. It's like a car. Right?
Yeah,
you go 35
up.
Miles per hour, you're still using gas. You go 85 sure. miles per hour, you're still using gas.
Right.
You there, you were at a 10. Earlier, I would say you were at a solid 6.5, 7.
Sure, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, something like that. A solid 6.5.
Yeah, which is, you know, it happens.
Well, do you want me to just say I'm sorry for yelling? Do you want me to...
No.
No. What do you want?
This.
Do you just want me to be angry?
Texas says extortion.
Good text.
Texas says, leave Jack alone. Texas says, if we don't go after Brom this year, do we lose our best chance to get him?
That has to be for Ennis.
Ennis isn't talking Brom.
I don't know. What is Ennis talking about?
I don't
right
know.
Now?
Why don't you go listen to him? I don't know. We're on the air.
I can't.
Texas says, Jack thinks you're mad at him. Texas says, I'd fire Jack on the spot. Texas says, this is how Jack talks to his boss. Texas says, mute his mic.
You know, I was used to this with Mitch. Like you and Mitch, like, kind of mixing it up a little bit. And then the text line coming at Mitch. I'm stunned that this has happened with Jack.
Texas
really
says, let Ents produce.
Well, let's settle down. slow up there. Hold on a second.
Texas says Jack's voice went more puppy dog there than Chip. And Chip's the name of Diener's dog, I think.
Oh,
I think that's where that guy's going.
Yeah,
I'm not exactly sure. 437-9680. All right, so what do you think's going to happen here, big guy?
I think Kentucky wins by a decent amount tonight. I think it's not an 8-10 point game. I think it's a solid 20-point win for
okay.
the Cats tonight. I think. Man, I just watching Louisville and just Pegues' remarks, and just there's some things going on, and I think Louisville wins, and I think they cover the 11, but I think it's going to be like Tuesday night.
It's
going to take them some time, and it's going to be like pulling teeth for a while, because I don't think Cal knows his roster. I don't think Pegues knows the rotation.
Okay, but here's what I would say about U of L. If you believe that, and that's totally fine. That's what a lot of people believe.
That's kind
of. I mean,
how
a lot
feels.
Of people believe that taking Furman plus the number here is the play.
And I think Sam and Malik start.
Well, my biggest I disagree with Samuel Williamson totally.
You don't think he starts?
No, I don't. He's been coming off the bench for the last. I mean, he's been playing well going back to last year for several games.
Dre Davis again. What?
Well, we'll see. I have a theory on Dre Davis starting.
Yeah.
We'll find out. That's all I'm going to say. We'll find out if I remember that.
Okay.
We'll find out
we'll
about
bring it up
that.
Monday.
The Furman game, if you're saying that, then you believe or it's more about Louisville than Furman.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Does that make sense?
I'm not saying like Furman's like some badass
so
team.
So then you believe that Louisville's going to look a lot like the other night where they're shooting free throws. I mean, what were they like? I mean, we talked about Kentucky. Wasn't Louisville like 57% from three from the free throw line? Like, 15-16% from three?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't either. I don't think that bad.
Now, I believe Furman's going to be better, but this is one of those where
you got to get physical and you got to bully them around.
The people that are going to support the mid-majors that can do some things, like, they're putting the rep on the line tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's part of me that thinks that Louisville could just win the game, and it doesn't look like Furman should have ever been there.
On the court
and the flip side would be, hey, this was a good team, and Louisville beat a good team. Maybe not an NCAA tournament team, but for game number two, after playing, you know, the other night,
right.
This is a good step forward. That would be the hope if you're a Louisville fan, is to have that conversation. I'm not having that conversation if you win by like 7. I'm not.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be beholden to Furman being this team that I need to pay attention
like you have
to.
All this respect
and
for
if
Furman.
I'm wrong, that's fine. I'll bend the knee. We're going to need some more games, but something tells me the Furman, if they beat Louisville or almost beat Louisville, they could lose their next game by 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending on who they
play. I'm not going to respect Furman. So what do you think on the football then? Because the Louisville game's a difficult game. Give me what you think on Kentucky, and then we'll go to U of L.
I think Kentucky wins something like 31-10. That's what I think. I think they win 31-10. I think they look sleepy at times, and they pull away late. And that's about all I can muster for Kentucky Vanderbilt. I mean, seriously, like if I didn't have to cover that game.
What do you mean by pull away late?
Like there might be a scenario where it's like halftime, it's like
14-10 or something like that?
Or like 24-7 or something, where it's like they're up, but it's kind of
like... 24-7 would be...
I know, but Vanderbilt sucks, Andy.
Understandable, but if Kentucky... I don't know where the break is for this. I gave the numbers here. Hang on. They're not really life's changing numbers here. And this is when Florida's season wasn't ruined.
Right. They won, 43-2.
Florida won... 43-2. Well, 42-0.
That's what I meant.
Georgia won 62-0, and Mississippi State won 45-6. I mean, that's good for 149-6.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the three games...
Vanderbilt's awful.
Yes.
And they should...
I mean, so Kentucky's score should be A, high 30s.
I'm with you. Yeah.
And they should allow, if their defense is worth anything, well, it's not. Let me go back. Part of their defense isn't. They should allow 10 points or under.
So
I think for me, they have to cover, and for me, 38-10 type of score is a score where...
It's acceptable.
We sit here, and for me, I'm not excited. It's a win to get maybe some of the bad taste out of your mouth. And to me, it's very much shooting par. You move
right.
on.
That's why I use the term.
You continue to do that with New Mexico State, and you get ready for Louisville. And you try to go 9-3 and have a good time in the Music City Bowl. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's why I said acceptable. That's 38-10 is acceptable. It's not an exciting score. It's not a score that'll get you real juiced up. It's acceptable. You did what you're supposed to do, and you moved on. For Louisville, I just think they lose. When you heard Brent Axe talking about Syracuse's defense, and you look at their defensive numbers, and they've got a quarterback and they've got a running back that are pretty good. I just feel like there's you talked about Kentucky having no juice. Louisville has no juice at all, none.
Well, I mean that's
they
the case.
No juice.
Now here's what I want to watch on the other end. What I want to watch on the other end, on the Louisville side, and this is something besides me and Jack badgering each other, we probably could have got into, is it unavoidable to talk about Jeff Brohm if they lose on Saturday? Like, in other words, I have been a conversation piece, but it's been very much on the back burner. I don't believe Purdue wins at Ohio State. That spread is, around 3 touchdowns, 20, something like that. Maybe they can cover that number. I can make arguments either way that they keep that close. I can make arguments that they lose 42-10, and, we're like, okay, nice win over Michigan State, who some people thought were frauds. Let's move on. Jeff Brohm, you got a couple nice wins, but it is what it is.
Right.
Now, that won't change many of the Louisville fans that would still want him.
No.
If they, it will be, to me, it will be the most real fire Satterfield if he loses on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be it.
To me, it would be the real to where, again, we've mentioned it, but we haven't done big. We haven't done segments on Jeff Brohm.
No.
We've mentioned it. We played Diener Sound, but we haven't done segments on other coaches. Because I've been clear that I think Satterfield is here. I still feel that way, but I believe Monday it would be unavoidable, and Ennis is going to have to make a decision whether it's unavoidable or not as well. Like I feel like it would be something that would really take over the fan base.
The worst case scenario for Louisville fans in this conversation would be if Satterfield loses and Jeff Brohm beats Ohio State after beating, which I don't think he will.
Or keeps it close. Or loses 33-30.
Well, then they ain't getting him. Another big school's getting him.
Well, I am a little bit surprised. I mean, you have Florida who's going to have to make a move.
Yeah.
Florida's got no recruiting class. All their good ones have went to Georgia.
They're all going to Georgia.
I mean,
all of them.
Another one today, big five-star wide receiver.
Yeah.
So you have a situation to where I think Mullen's gone. And you already got the LSU thing that's out there.
Yep.
I'm missing somebody. I know USC. I don't know.
Ordrin, so. USC. You got Mullins.
I don't know.
Gone.
His name a couple years ago was the hot name. And I got to be honest, I haven't heard. I mean, he's not.
He's not.
When you look at all these lists who could take these jobs, Not one of them I've seen that has Brom on it.
But if Brom,
honestly, or at least Brom high.
Right.
And two or three years ago, that was the guy. Yeah, he was one of the guys. So we shall see what happens there. All right, quick break. Mixtape. If the computer behaves, we'll see if that happens. Mixtape next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does Strebel wear Dickies to the studio?
No, I don't own a pair of Dickies.
And James Strebel.
No, there's nothing wrong with Dickies. I just don't have any Dickies. Save that. Yes. There you go. That's it. Just, the pants, the shorts.
It's just
not that. Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Before we get into the mixtape, I got to show you this.
Yeah.
You're going to like this.
Yeah.
You're going to like this. It's not an IG model.
Oh, well, that's just,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's Locke.
Oh, what's our guy Locke doing?
It's a picture of Locke. He might be listening right now.
Oh, it's, okay. Wow. Hello, Locke.
He's getting in his car.
Okay. Hi, Locke.
And the sun is setting in the Spectrum parking lot.
Oh, a beautiful sight, I'm sure.
And he has taken a picture.
Okay.
And it says, there can be beauty everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
Even at the Spectrum News 1 parking lot, can look good in the right conditions. Hashtag One Kentucky.
Oh, there's not a person that's loved their employer as much as Locke loves Spectrum News.
There's really not. There's really not.
He wins. He takes the cake. No, we get it.
We get it, Locke.
We get it.
It's like the people that like smooch in public. Like it's. We get it. You're in love.
Yes.
Like, we get it. I've never been in love like you have. We get it. You've been in the best love of all love.
Of everybody.
Of the world. Reminder, post games tonight, Louisville and Furman, Kentucky and Rob Morris. We'll have all the pre and post game coverage tomorrow. We'll put the schedule out online on the football side. Lou City in action, 7:15 pregame. Saturday night right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 in Bellarmine. Tomorrow night over on 93.9 The Ville, that pregame at 6:45. So we are locked and loaded as college basketball in full swing, and we'll see what happens to on the football side. All right, it's the mixtape. Jackie Boy, you can hit the open. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Let's get the open going, and let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's Mixtape.
All right, well, there we go. It is the mixtape on this Friday. By the way, I should promote as well. The Louisville women right now down 5. We'll have the post-game show with Chrissy Bancha and your boy Biggest Biscuit coming up about 6:30 right after that. All right, Jack, first sound should be a good mixtape. Let's go.
Now, here are your hosts, James Strebel and Jason Entz.
Oh,
man. What we saw tonight from the defensive backs of Kentucky, and the defense overall was absolutely embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
If your guys can't cover those wide receivers, they can't cover them. Why not call a couple blitzes and at least put some pressure on the quarterback to throw the football? Because you know the guys can't cover. They can't cover in zone. They can't cover in cover two. At least call a blitz and pressure the quarterback into throwing. But they don't do it very often because they're scared.
He threw the ball 20 freaking times and had 4 touchdowns. Breakdowns on defense. Non-tackling BS. The defensive backs can't tackle me. And I'm slow and fat. And they can't tackle me.
They play scared football. They're scared to blitz on defense.
Now, and they're scared
past,
to do things on offense,
to throw
too.
An offense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think they do play scared. They play conservative, scared, protect things football. Because it worked one season, and they think that's the way to do things now. Yeah, you're right. You pee down your leg. Thanks to the defensive backs. And the defense overall was absolutely atrocious. It was atrocious. And, you know, that's about as frustrating of a loss as I've seen in a long, long damn time.
It's so weird to see the offense ball out.
For a coach that hangs his head on toughness and defense, you're not tough, and you can't defend anybody. You can't.
I don't want to hear Stoops complain anymore about that field goal because the field goal is the right move to go for there. Second of all, maybe get a little bit upset about the fact that your defense allowed Tennessee to go 36 yards in three plays in 13 seconds.
About a month ago, everyone was like, well, I hope we can keep Stoops. I hope he didn't go to Miami. I hope he didn't go to LSU. This is why they don't want his ass.
I was going to say, this is why.
Because of stuff like that. Because I wish I would have punted it. Yeah. I wish I would have done that. I mean, his conservative mindset that he has is why he's never going to get a big job. He's never going to leave Kentucky, which is whatever. I mean, we'll be 8-4, you know, 7-5, 9-3 every once in a while. We'll be fine. We'll be okay.
I wish I would have punted it.
That's the lamest. I mean,
if he'd punted
him.
It, we'd have ripped it.
That's him. That's Mark Stoops. I wish I would have punted it. I wish I would have ran the ball. I wish I would have, you know, not scored at the end of the half. That's Mark Stoops.
Game management is pathetic. I mean, this is the best I've seen the offense in, like, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dude,
since he
Jimmy,
started, and it's the worst
612 yards, Jimmy. 612 yards,
saying.
42 points, can't win.
Your defense has to stop the other team from getting points, man. That's the whole point of the game. It is absolutely ridiculous and unacceptable. He should be fined for what he put on the field today, dude. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It sucked the joy out of the season. Am I wrong here? I think that's how I'm trying to read the
room. You're not wrong. Basketball starts in 3 days, and you're on a three-game winning streak.
I don't want to talk about basketball. And here's why I don't want to talk about basketball. They suck, too.
Well, no, I'll
talk about them Tuesday night.
what's going on?
Red White needs to go to a coach's clinic.
God.
He's a Tim Couch era when I was in middle school listening to Nirvana. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how a Louisville fan feels. You gained 612 yards of offense. You double them up almost on the rushing. They even had more pass yards than Tennessee, and they lost.
Oh, goodness. It's the Mixtape on ESPN 680-1057. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. We've been telling you now for the last couple years about the Hightower Men's Clinic. 690-2800. 690-2800. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy, FDA approved. No drugs, no needles, all natural, non-invasive. And they support us on the Mixtape here on ESPN Louisville. Keep them coming, Jackie boy.
At least in Groundhog Day, Bill Murray acquired skills, and there were days where he experimented with doing something different when he lived the same day over and over again. This is groundhoggier than actual Groundhog Day, because we keep doing the same thing in these close games, and it is agonizing, and it is yet another missed opportunity.
Same game, different uniforms, same game every week for 2 years, the same thing over and over again.
And you can stand up there and say, like, look, we've got young guys and we're going to get over the hump. Man, this is the third try at a game like this. Get over it now. And they don't. You know, it's very relying on trickery when there's just a place for just lining up and smashing somebody. Push somebody back. Push your big fat running back into the freaking end zone and score a touchdown. The goal line calls for manhood and just moving people. And if you can't do it, you're doing a bad job. Year three, you got to be able to move people, score a touchdown to win a game. And again, they didn't.
This game was lost at the beginning part of the fourth quarter when Evan Conley went in. And obviously, he is not a good backup quarterback. And that is Scott Satterfield's fault. He's been there 3 years, and he hasn't recruited any quarterbacks to back up Malik.
Brian Brown proves that he's not a Power 5 defensive coordinator. I mean, he's a complete clown, a joke show.
joke show.
You can't talk about the crowd and have everybody talk about the crowd and then the crowd be awesome and now we don't hear anything about it. And not that we have to, but it helps.
Press conferences like that, ain't it? Like, I know he's committed to sort of being a certain way, and I don't want Scott Satterfield to be fake. I do not. I don't want him to be anything other than what he is. But if that's what he is, every single time Louisville gets his guts ripped out like this, I don't want it. You all reach lower and lower depths every single time we do these postgame shows, and I sort of do too. And he sounds the same as he did after the Wake Forest game. There's no sense here at all that this eats him up in the least. I listened to that press conference, and the problem for Scott Satterfield is I feel like he's going to go home and go right to sleep. I'm not, but I think he is. And that's a problem. That's a big problem for him. He needs to drive down there a little bit. His elbow's a little dirty. Cuss a little. He does not have to become some sort of mercenary with no soul. I do not want that. I mean, none of us want a Deacon as the head coach. And I love Deacons. But you know what I mean when I say that.
We got to put that on a shirt.
Yeah, I love
Deacon. Edison's got to market that. I did not hear that. We don't want a deacon as a
head coach.
As a head coach, .. But I love Deacons.
That's so good, man.
That is great. And really the thing is, I agree with Ennis. Like, I think I almost 100% agree with him.
Yeah, he's on fire.
I'm right there at about 100%.
Yeah.
It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Inside Churchill Downs next. Jack, keep them coming.
You cannot make any of us, and I feel like I can be an us for tonight. You cannot let us think we care about this more than you do. And when it's just another, gosh dang it, I'm proud of my guys. We're so close. You know, if you think about it, we're so close. Get them next time kind of thing. Y'all don't feel like get them next time. If the game is on the line, this defense will not make the stop. I don't have to qualify that.
We're never going to win games like this until we have a defense coordinator who's worth something. You know, go Cards. Love you guys. Basketball starts this week, so that's the only positive I have for tonight.
Appreciate the call there, Brad. I don't really know what to add to Brad there.
Exasperation.
If you lose this game next week, quit. Throw in the towel. Get the hell out. Call Jimmy Sexton and have him find you a job. Like, do not be here anymore if you lose this game next week. And especially if you lose it this way.
I don't much care for New York City. I don't much care for New York City. And they had a couple of guys transfer, one to Ole Miss and one to Texas A&M. So I think.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Hello?
Mike, we put you back on.
Hello.
All right, you know we're just
turn
gonna,
him off. We're just gonna,
yeah, it's all right. Continue. We're good.
Turn him off.
God, this was.
Saturday night, walking off that field, like that was like more dejection than I can remember in a football game ever. I've walked off that football field with Louisville football. I can't even tell you how many times, and you know, bad losses. That was probably the worst one I can ever remember. I don't think it's going to come open. I think Louisville's going to play well at the end of the year. I think people are going to be happy about, you know, some of the play that you have for these final three, four games that possibly we have. Now, if we get to 5-7, I think we're in a conversation.
And Bob Satterfield is an absolute idiot. His offensive coordinator is an absolute idiot.
He's the offensive. Is the offensive coordinator.
Okay. You have 15 coaches on a coaching staff. And 14 of them didn't get in Satterfield's ear and said, Bob,
Scott.
I know you want to go for it.
His name is Scott.
Scott, Bill.
It's Fred, Bob. Don't worry about it.
On effing real. Barney. That's, you know, that's my new nickname for him. Barney Satterfield, because you can cross-reference to Barney Rubble, and you can cross-reference to Barney Fife from the Andy Griffith Show. Don Knotts. So, Barney Satterfield. Nice job, Barney.
And head coach John Calipari talked to Bob Valvano earlier today about how he plans to utilize his freshmen on the roster.
Well, Cal, first of all, it's nice to be back in some semblance of normalcy. This is such a great event, and it's got to be a relief to you to kind of get back to some degree of normalcy, isn't it?
Hey, and I played the wrong clip. No, that's not your fault. Anyways, we'll hear that clip and the full Cal interview with Bobby V after the break.
Everybody's talking about the hump.
What?
You know, the hump. You know, getting over the hump.
The humpty hump?
The humpty hump.
What's wrong with you, man?
What do you mean?
No. No, it keeps talking about we're at some point we're going to get over the hump. And you're right. There's no guarantee that you will get over the hump. Like, there.
Why do you do these things?
It's just to make the mixtape. That's all he does. That's what he's doing.
Everybody's talking about the hump.
I'm going to miss you guys. Can we just go a little bit longer, Kenny, please?
I wish I'd gone.
Boom.
Oh, wait,
boom.
Wait.
Okay, I want to read.
I'm going to miss you guys. Can we just go a little bit longer, Kenny, please?
I wish I'd gone.
That wasn't that.
I wish I would have gone.
That was the over. That was the press box laugh came coming out.
No, that was funny because Chris conference. Doesn't like
kind of
like
funny.
Chris doesn't like, you know, that's like the press isn't really like his favorite.
That's
thing
why
to
I
do.
Appreciate it.
It's yeah. funny.
It's very
it's
obvious.
Funny. Like he's great one on one. You know, he really is. But like in a press conference, that's not his favorite thing to do.
Oh, Jack, that's listen. I think that's a 2C.
That's
blanks. blank.
Chris.
Blank.
Boom. Like boom. Okay. Okay, I want to read it. Top international prospect. King of the NBA Academy in Latin America has committed to Louisville. Oh my God.
Screw your point guard. Hercules.
King has unquestionably been the breakout guy of this event and will now be recruited at the very highest level of college in 2022. Unless you go out.
You did it again, Mac.
And you go get you a Ross McMaines who knows these
Give
players.
Give me some weird music,
Nicky. This is always with the COVID talk. Let it go. What COVID talk?
I mentioned
about?
I got a coronavirus
yeah.
test.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's in there.
Oh, you want to talk about Aaron
like
Rodgers?
Crap, and he's, you know, and so, yeah.
Texter says, LMAO, Joe Lenardi just released bracketology. I think Joe is completely out of touch. Lenardi's bracket just came out. Louisville is a 10 seed. Joe Lenardi's first bracketology. He must be drunk.
I like all the Brahms.
Yes.
It's time for basketball in the bluegrass.
He got to the bucket and he was getting shots and going to the free throw line.
Efficiency means everything. 10-7 is not going to get it done. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you think it is, you haven't been around basketball enough.
Well, you may not have been around basketball enough if you couldn't tell in the first half that he was the only dude keeping him on the floor. And he had a double-double within a sense. Byron. You know what? You haven't been on the call show for a while. Later.
I need some bourbon right now, to be honest with you.
Why is C.J. Frederick on the basketball team? Is he there to carry towels? Why is he not in the ball game?
Because he's hurt.
Why is Dante Allen not in the ball game? I don't get it. I mean, Ty Washington destroyed them tonight. He absolutely destroyed them. And Cal did the right thing. He left him over there on the bench. Why do you put him in with the last 3 minutes to go? Just leave him over there. Ty Washington.
Good job, JJ.
Yeah.
It makes no sense that he came back in the game. Is CJ Frederick, can he not play? Why is
he's
he not
hurt.
In that basketball game?
Yeah, CJ Frederick's hurt. He practiced for the first time on Saturday.
I know, but he can still play a few minutes.
No, he
we don't
can't.
Know that. We don't know that. I don't know if he can or not.
He didn't even make the trip, I don't
yeah,
think, did he?
I don't know if he was on the bench.
Okay.
Ty Washington.
Are you back? Why wasn't C.J. Frederick and Dante Allen in the game?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. That caller said that.
That was
I
a lot.
I was furious.
Oh, so they need C.J. Frederick.
He was like, why didn't Dante Allen? It's like, they didn't need three-point shooting. They couldn't stop anybody in the paint. C.J. Frederick ain't going to go down there and stop Trevor Keels from going into the paint.
Duke had grown men. And we don't have that. They kind of out-physical this.
I'm sick and tired of watching the up-and-down yo-yo that is Keon Brooks. I'm tired of it.
He shows up one game and he disappears for two. Shows up one half and he's non-existent second half. He is supposed to be a senior leader, or one of the leaders on this team, and his consistency in regards to his effort and his shot selection and his give a, you know what? His give a F's didn't even look there tonight half the time.
James Strebel. James, thank you for joining us
today.
Hey,
it's my pleasure, Dan. I'm so excited to be here right now with you. This is so much fun. Get to talk Kentucky Duke basketball the morning after with Dan Issel. You can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, well, we got 2 hours to go. We'll see how excited you are after that.
I just got to tell Dan Issel how great he is. Isn't that wonderful? What a day.
It's a fun time.
What a day for me, Process.
I am loving this.
How
I am
many
so
Kentucky
happy
fans
you're so happy.
Get to do that. I'm
very excited for you.
I hit the lottery. I did. I hit the lottery today.
I am very excited for you.
It doesn't take much to make you happy.
I'm a simple man, Dan.
Yeah, you must be.
I drink Bush Light, Dan. Yeah.
If we run out of bullets, we'll bring Bobby into this.
Yeah,
show.
We got to bring Bobby in at some point. I mean, absolutely. I got to hear some Bobby gems.
No, you keep doing your thing.
Now, do you know how he got the nickname Bobby?
He was like Bobby Fischer.
And I'll tell you who else I think really showed a lot of appreciation for Coach K was the officials.
Yeah. You know, they had to bend the knee, too.
They
continue showing appreciation to Coach K. They haven't stopped that. That's been going on for a while.
That's right.
The number one thing that I love about you, Dan Issel, other than the fact that you are Dan Issel, is the way that you hold Louisville fans accountable. Well, like, you'll go at Mark Blankenbaker in the hallway if you need to go at Mark Blankenbaker in the hallway.
You know what? I try not to lose my credibility.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm a Kentucky fan, and I used to pull for Louisville when they weren't playing Kentucky.
Right.
But after being around Blankenbaker, I don't do that anymore.
It's difficult. Exactly. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. He revs your engines a little bit, and you got to battle back. Yeah.
Unlike Blankenbaker, I'm going to rise above it.
Okay.
As I say, I pull for Louisville when they play everybody else but Kentucky. So,
and when Blankenbaker gets under your skin.
Well, he doesn't get under my skin. I just like to point out, you know, you got to have some credibility. You know, when you're in this business, you got to have some credibility. And when you say stuff that's just completely stupid, you know, you lose that credibility. And so I'm trying to help Mark out by pointing out, you know, when he says things like that, that hurt his, not hurt, destroy his credibility.
Oh, my God. Jack, you took my leg out. Like,
fell.
Literally, my leg.
Yeah, that was today.
My leg's stiff. Look at my leg. I can't move it right now.
Haymaker.
It's just stiff.
It's a throw pain, man.
The pause at the end.
God.
Holy hell, the luminary. And you're just unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're slurping.
I am.
It's unbelievable.
Dan Issel.
That's slurping presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMens.com, 690-2800. I'm sorry to Darren Rogers at Inside Churchill.
Sorry, guys.
Keep it going.
Tuesday morning, as he signed off the show with Diener, he said, "Go Bellarmine, go Cards, and go Duke." And I just don't think that's fair. I mean, he has an innate ability to change every topic, every subject to U of L. For instance.
Or anti-Kentucky.
Exactly. Well, then, Teddy Bridgewater's going to be a free agent.
Well, then I guess today we all start cheering for Syracuse then, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's say go.
Go Cuse.
Go Cuse.
Go Cuse.
There you go. That's a get back at you, Blanks. That's a get back at you, brother.
Now, are you a golfer?
No.
You're not. Neither am I. See, we have a lot in common. Not outdoorsy. We don't really golf. Yeah, I think you and I have an opposite opinion on this, so I can't wait for this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think we have an opposite opinion on this, so this is going to be good, I think.
Okay, what'd you say about criticizing Cal?
Just you and Joby Hall can do it.
Okay, remember that when you disagree with me. Lone Star Belt Buckles.
Lone Star Belt Buckles.
See, I know that stuff, Process.
He smiles, I think, maybe every time you sing on the show. I love it when you and Mike sit back and sing
Mama,
your songs.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. See, I don't know Lachlan McLean. We asked him to come on this show, and he declined because he said, "What did he say? Process
no compete clause?
Is a non compete?
Yeah, non compete.
Yeah."
And then I heard he was also begging somebody else on this station to come on and talk about something.
Yes, on the Sunday morning hangover.
Now, I don't know much about you other than you're a huge Kentucky fan.
Yes.
You teach, and you're on in the afternoon with, what's his name, Sweezy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sweezy?
Yeah, Andy Sweezy over there, yes. And now I'm on with Andy on the take.
So he goes at Sweeney a lot, too. Would you like to play a couple of those?
Oh, it's Sweeney.
I thought it was Sweezy. Oh, no.
I thought you were kidding. No, I didn't try to correct you. I thought you were joking.
You know, I said I called him Sweezy last week one time.
Yeah, I had a stroke.
You and Pratt didn't say a word.
Yeah, because I thought you were kidding.
So I'm on a text chain with some of our friends here, including Andy Sweeney, at 680.
Sweeney.
Not Sweezy or Sweezy.
Sweezy is really funny.
Sweeney, okay.
So right. I'll
try to remember that.
And I said...
What's his first name?
Andy.
I was going to really learn his name, but after I found out that he thought Derrick Henry was a better running back than Jim Brown, I figured I didn't have to bother. I didn't have to bother with that. What was the guy? Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Is that who he said was better than Jim Brown? You know, see, that's another stupid thing. You might as well hold a sign and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
That and the car wheels.
When processed, Bobby over there gave the Bill Walton take about the Pacers, I mean, the Blazers.
Yeah.
And Damian Lillard being the best player in the history of the Blazers.
You know, like all young people, they think sports started when they started following it.
That's right.
At times, he gets too deep.
I mean, David.
Oh, no.
I mean, if I... All right, let's go. And I mean, I agree with you.
I've got to tell you that I'm an old man. There was a writer for the Courier Journal, and I'm gagging for his name, but he covered Kentucky for the Courier Journal.
Is it Billy Reed?
Billy Reed?
No. That's why Bobby's the best in the business.
That's right. That's why Bobby makes the big bucks.
Go,
that's
Bobby. Right.
Frederick King.
Uh-huh.
And
now, where's he ranked? Is he in the top 10?
No. He I don't know if he's in the top 100. I don't know where he's ranked. He's a secret Ross McMaines player. Offensive, guru, assistant coach for Louisville. He has these secret recruits.
Secret international
recruits.
Yeah, well, it's been my experience. You can't hide a good player, but
maybe he
figured out how to do it. And where does this young man play?
He plays in Mexico, and that's all I know.
And he plays in Mexico.
He does play in Mexico.
So they must not have heard of Rick Pitino and Adidas in Mexico, huh?
I don't think so, Dan. I don't think that's headline news in Mexico.
Aren't the Cardinals trying to up-tempo? Isn't that their new style of play, up-tempo?
Yes, they brought in this guru, Ross McMaines, from New Zealand.
Now, he's not the same guy who has the secret recruits, is he?
No, that's him.
That's the same guy.
That's the same guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He's got secret recruits, and he's an offensive guru?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they
oh, my goodness.
They found no one else knew about Ross McMaines, Dan, except for Louisville. Amen, Dan.
Mark, I don't want to steal your thunder as the ambassador to the alley.
Chris Bonard apparently bought a car over here recently, so it's a friend, FOD, Friends of Diener.
Friends of Diener.
All right, Steve, welcome in. to college basketball tonight on ESPN 680 105.7. The first caller ever on the show. What's up, man?
Pat 40 sucks.
I had a feeling it could be something like that. And you know what? That'll be on the mixtape tomorrow.
I wish Lamar could play forever here. You know, I'm actually super jealous that Baltimore gets him for like 12 to 15 years.
Long it'll be,
you know?
Yeah.
However long he's there. I'm super jealous of that. We only got him for 3.
Hang on. Lamar,
I really sucked.
All right.
Hell,
don't even come to town.
You love that call, didn't you?
Haymaker, it's great.
But Lamar, but I wish Lamar could play here forever. Is like to me, that's a tournament. That's a tournament team,
man.
I wish he could play forever. It's such an innocent thing. It's innocence. Really, it's like childhood innocence. But Blank's, you know, 40, he's 38. Serious. I don't know how old he is.
Back to back, man.
Oh my God. We gotta probably get out of here, right? Oh my goodness. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, there's the
street. You said it was a haymaker. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go. Let's play a couple of the good ones and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, well, I think we'll toss Streetborn Harlow until next week.
Okay.
We'll tease that.
I love Matt Cross. He's well documented. He's the guy that you love if he's on your team, but hate if he's on another team.
I don't know. I think you even like him when he's on the other team.
Next, Larry Bird, scrappy, Larry Bird 2.0. I mean, this is what Matt Cross is going to get. He's going to be, I don't know, you know, you've got players who are legends for how they play on the court, and I think he's going to have his own legacy here for trash talking, because Maben and Rummage all said the same thing Blankenbaker does. He gets under people's skin.
You're listening to Fast Break Friday, presented by L81, Kentucky's original ginger soft drink since 1926. Pick up a pack of original, zero, or cherry L81 today for your next tailgate. Now, here's Bob Valvano and Mike Pratt.
It's supposed to be music. We have no music. It's ESPN Orchestra kicking the day off. Yeah, everybody's got supply chain problems. You can't get the orchestra.
Satterfield's an idiot.
Killing
all right. Well, I did this last one.
Wow. All right, one more to go. Good job, Jackie boy. You didn't play it down. And you're right. By the way, Louisville women's team just took a 1-point lead over Arizona. That post game coming up at 6:30. Yep. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next on ESPN 680 105.7. Have a good weekend. Last sound. Talk to you guys on Monday.
They're not worried about, what is it, Keels? They're not worried about Keels, and they're not worried about Banchero.
Keels is going to be
don't know,
all right.
You don't
no,
know.
Here's the deal.
Who Keels is.
No, I don't. I don't care.